I'll never walk out of a movie though.
John, you're not. I've walked out of a movie before.
What movie did you walk out of?
Like out of a movie theater?
If it was shitty, I would.
Nigga, never get your $6 back. If it was shitty, I would. Nigga, chalk up $6.
No, I went to another theater.
The only time I walked out of one is when I was in the wrong one. I'm like, okay. Oh shit, this is Cocaine Bear. I belong over here.
That movie was good. I was just in the wrong.
No, I really ended up in Cocaine.
And it was a true story.
Cocaine Bear. That's when I was supposed movie. To be watching Creed and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going? Cocaine? I seen the bear. Oh shit! Wrong room. We need to go to.
I don't. I was in high school when it's happened. Like, I definitely walked. I snuck in a movie. What movie did I walk out of? We walked out of,
I still do it.
Wait, what? Sneaking a movie?
I still sneak in a movie. I
just do it. Okay, alright.
Let out
to
welcome the
next year. Alright, settle down, gangsters.
I would feel so guilty. My heart would be like,
go to the silver spot. Listen, you know the silver spot? They be letting you, it's a ticket wall. You act like you do it because they only got one to two workers in the front with people that got real tickets on their phone. So they send you to over there, like you buy the ticket. As soon as you go over there, I'm straight to the bathroom or straight to the theater. Off the rip.
So you don't never even get no initial ticket.
I don't get no ticket.
He's
like,
I'm
sneaking you
a
sparks.
It don't be nobody up there to give you a ticket. Like, they just be like, walk up to you.
Oh, they don't.
I don't just do it like on that.
Yeah, I haven't been to a movie theater and God knows it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't do that shit often. Like, I do it like.
I used to tear time.
If I'm hot, bored. I ain't been like a year.
That's still since the last time I think that I've been to the movies. I don't think
that's
the
last time I've seen it.
I don't even know.
It's been a year.
Silver Spot's so easy for this. They don't give a damn over there. Nobody's up there. It's just walk in, best act movie. Like you buy a ticket, look, walk. That's it.
Hey, I snuck a bitch in here. I'm like, come on. She like, well, I'm scared. I'm like, no, you got.
They're not. They ain't gonna come to this list.
She did it. She did it too, though. She was like, oh my God, we need this.
They see us?
Well, that's a way to get the adrenaline going, I guess. Y'all probably had a fun time. I've always bought a ticket, but I've seen multiple movies, or I walked out of like, there's like a bad movie called College or something, I think is what it was, in college that I walked out of.
It was a white background?
Yeah, blue letters. And it was corny. Yeah. It was like a corny version of something, like Super Bad or something. It was a corny version of something. And it was just not good. We went to see something else off of that, though, like, for sure. It was college. But, listen, that's not how I wanted to start this. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. So, question, because Don brought something up the other day. And DJ, maybe you especially. So, DJ, are you listening? All right, look. Do you know who Tyler Durden is?
Tyler Durden, that sounds familiar.
From Fight Club.
Oh, yeah, Tyler and Brad Pitt?
Yeah, all right, so, Tyler Durden or the Joker, who is, like, a better villain or more evil?
Maybe who's better is how
Who's better at
being chaos and evil? Joker.
Well, we know Tyler was just old boy's personality.
Absolutely not.
Wait.
And Fight Club he was.
No, I mean, go ahead, no. Say your thing. It's just I heard Terry say
that's a good question. I never thought about that because Brad Pitt was a motherfucker in that movie.
Thank you.
Brad Pitt was.
Is that who he played?
Well,
Brad Pitt was Tyler Durden? Because I thought you said Ed Norton was Tyler Durden.
Well, Brad Pitt is a personality in Edward Norton's head. So they both are semi. They're both aspects of Tyler Durden.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen it all the way through.
Oh, yeah, no. So in the movie, Tyler Durden, they're both Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. It's just that Ed Norton makes up a tough version of himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't never, no one ever
so
sees.
So he sees himself as Brad Pitt.
Yes, and every time he gets into a fight and he watches Brad Pitt fight, it's actually really him.
What?
Got you, got you, got you.
If you watch it in its entirety, you'll see exactly what you mean.
Thank you.
Because when I play basketball, I see flashes and some different niggas. You know what I'm saying? And so do them niggas.
But you gotta Kerry, you know, like, and
when, nah, because when we hooped, I know you seen a little bit of Kobe when I... I know you did. Like, you know, was like, he's not supposed to be here.
Okay, here, I got another one for you.
Yeah,
who's worse between Tyler Durden, Joker, and Split? Y'all seen Split?
I've never seen Split.
Yes. Split is based on a true story.
Okay.
Yes.
Split is based on a true story.
Okay. He got so many different personalities, he unlocked more of his brain. So he's bulletproof, he's able to scale buildings like Spider-Man. And this is based on a true story.
It's the nigga from who played Professor X?
Yes.
I saw a little bit of that.
So it goes Unbreakable, Glass, and then Split.
Yes.
It's a three-series trilogy.
It's got really Samuel Jackson in it or more?
Samuel Jackson and, Bruce Willis.
I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's
good.
So, and Split, he was a motherfucking Split. Yeah. Nah, he was superhuman strength. He was crazy.
Now, his acting was phenomenal.
Jazz McAvoy is a great actor.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Jesus. James McAvoy, his acting was phenomenal. But I also think that the Joker is a far better villain than anybody that we've just talked about. Mm-mm. Like, the Joker just, like... Like, James... Like, Split was, like... He was, like, demented. Like, he was different people. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of different people fighting over one body. That's chaos in himself. Then that's a dope concept. Love it. Ed Norton saw himself as Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Sometimes I look at myself as like, you know what I'm saying, like a black Brad Pitt. You feel me? Anyway, like, I get it. When I see myself in the mirror, I told you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh, like, I could be. Anyway, but fucking the Joker just loved evil. Like, you know what I'm saying? He just liked to be the nigga to get under. Even like the gang niggas, he was they villain. Like, right. This nigga wasn't just a villain to the good guys. He was, like, tormenting the cops and Batman. But then it was like, oh, you niggas think you bad? Nigga, I'm Michael Jackson, nigga. I'm bad, nigga. Watch this, nigga. And he, like, stop it. Like, the stop way, the cap, bro. The, like, you sound insane to me.
Dark Knight Joker's crime is stupid.
It's not even just Dark Knight Joker. There's all,
like,
the Jokers.
But, like, that crime... Like,
it's not
that,
a Joker
that,
except
that
for the Joker
for the
movie.
Crime,
I don't
know, for the sake of crime is stupid. In Fight Club, that nigga blew up six credit card buildings.
Oh my god.
So six buildings worth of people, because back in that time it was all paper. So all them niggas had their credit cards erased. That's a cool way to be a villain. You can't hate on that. Crime for the sake of crime is stupid. Have a reason to go do your crime.
That's the reason. I'm the evilest motherfucker. Y'all niggas ain't me. I'm just having fun. This is fun.
That's stupid.
No,
anyway,
it's
my nigga took...
It's pure evil, nigga. Niggas that take joy in being evil, not niggas that do evil just to like, get money because they don't think that they want to do what the rich niggas had to do to get it. They think they could get it the better way. I'm not even concerned about being rich. I'm going to survive off evil. You have me fucked up if you think it's a worse villain than the Joker.
He is my favorite villain, I'm not gonna lie. Joker is my favorite.
The Joker is him, bro.
He's a cool villain, but now I'm seeing the other niggas just do it kinda better.
You haven't named one. I don't even one that's close.
Well, I mean, how far do we want to get up there?
I mean, you gotta get close to Joker. You haven't named anybody. Like, Tyler Durden is not... Listen,
bro. All right, you don't think Doctor Doom is a comparable evil villain? That nigga owns a whole country. That nigga is constantly on bullshit. And you can't stop that nigga. What's the difference? Except that the nigga has a country.
I'm sorry. He's like a superhero, right? He's got
Dr.
powers.
Dr. Doom. Yeah, he's got powers. Yeah.
But the Joker doesn't have powers and he's still running the streets.
It's arguable the Joker has powers if the acid did something to make that nigga better.
That's crazy because he seems pretty unfazed and he doesn't fly.
And gets his ass whooped and thrown in jail often.
What did he do? He takes pleasure in that shit.
That's weird. That's corny.
Because he's insanely mad.
And he also... Yeah.
That's the fun of it.
But that was also his plan. You never seen Joker go to jail when he didn't want to go to jail. Because it's never a time the Joker was in jail that he didn't get out.
Yeah, he's like the black
and man. Really when like the fuck he wanted to. The nigga's like Chapo. He's like El Chapo with face paint
oftentimes
and Harley Quinn. And I've not never seen who El Chapo's fucking. And if he's fucking like Harley Quinn, then kudos. He's the real life Joker.
I would say something, but I don't want to upset the cartel. I don't know if they listen.
You see, you can only get praised. You know why? Because you're scared of the real life Joker.
I was fucking the hands and paws on that nigga, bro.
Hey.
I would stomp Joker out, bro.
Be careful which Joker you talking about. Like, not you're not talking about Chapo. You talking about the other one.
I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah, all right. You better be.
You talking about, you said Jacko?
I said Chapo.
Oh, Chapo.
But also, you know, the only reason you talking about the other Joker like that is because he's in movies.
If that nigga was around, I would
say. Nah, you probably would watch your mouth.
Mm-mm, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. You might not even catch
me. Put me in Gotham City tomorrow. I'm blowing my nose on Harvey Dent's tie. I'm scuffing Joker's purple shoes. And I'm smacking Killer Croc in the face.
Even the toughest nigga in the room ain't doing that.
Nah, I really wish I could drop you in Gotham City tonight. You would get harmed. But I don't want that.
I would do harm.
What did I say to Gladys? I don't like that for you. I don't want that for you. So I don't want you to be harmed.
Who said that to me?
She did. Look, we was talking one time on the pod. This whole man on the pod. Listen.
I want that for you.
Look.
Tyler Durden didn't get caught at the end of his shit. He walked away.
When did Joker get caught at the end?
Hanging from the rafters at the end of The Dark Knight. Yeah, he often gets caught.
He was laughing, bro. That was on purpose.
He liked that.
He liked that or he liked that?
He was turned it. On. You don't remember the scene that just happened before that? It was way more powerful. Never mind.
Also, points don't get proven all the time. Like, he tried to make that point with them niggas on the boat.
It don't be the point. It be the principle.
What point didn't he make? What are you talking about?
He's just trying to keep it clear.
Keep it clear. That's all I'm telling you.
What point did the Joker... He made all the points.
The Joker's thing... The Riddler's thing is riddles. The Joker's thing is jokes. Life is a cruel joke. Things... Morbid things are funny. It's all a joke. That's the thing. He's the Joker. Life is a gag. I'm going to prove it. Things don't matter. That's why I throw away lives with no regard. That's why I'll do whatever I want to do. Because things don't matter. Life's a big joke.
Can I correct you? Where you... The Joker didn't do the
DJ, hop in.
The Joker didn't do the boat thing. That was the one with Ra's Al Ghul, like, you know what I'm saying, and the dude with the mask and the smoke. The Joker didn't do the people on the boat. That wasn't his joke. You're not talking about the Joker. You're talking about the first one, Batman Begins, with Arkham in the asylum. What? And with Debo, the boat, that's the first one.
That was in Joker.
No,
that wasn't in Joker. That was in
right Batman. Because that's not a Joker joke. Because Joker blew up the hospital.
Yeah,
it didn't work for 2 seconds, and then it blew up.
He was definitely on that boat, and he says, "I'll drop the murals the dime of a hat."
No, he wasn't.
And so Batman state.
That's not him. I have the movie right over there. I'll put it on right now.
Throw it on right now, bro.
Just put the scene on. Like, you don't have to.
We gotta put it on to find that.
You can do
it
YouTube real quick.
We about to pie. I want to watch it though.
We've been potting. What are you talking about?
Listen, Don,
I'm just a pre-pot.
Yeah, you're just... I don't like right or wrong, but you're not accurately describing the first Batman. You're describing... Or you're not accurately describing, what you're thinking of. That's the one with the dude with the mask and the smoke.
Ashley, you ever been gaslit before?
No.
That's
they're gaslighting me.
This isn't what gaslighting is.
Oh, yeah, I've been gaslit.
Gaslighting.
I would like you to put it on. So.
Gaslighting would be telling you that there was never a time that there was something on the boat, right? It's not that you don't remember the boat scene. You just don't remember the right villain doing it. That wasn't the Joker's trick. The Joker's one started off with the bank robbery and the smoke in Kevin Bacon's mouth. And then they had the race scene through the middle of the city. And then he went to the party. He smacked everybody around. He said, "Yo, you must be Harvey's girl."
If you Google the Dark Knight boat scene, the second one says the Joker's social experiment. It was in the one with the Joker. And then no one blew each other up. So the Joker didn't prove his point.
No, you said he was on the boat. I know he was in the movie. You said he was
Joker wasn't on the boat. He had the prisoners... In one boat, and the civilians in the other boat. Right. That was a Joker thing.
Mm.
That's what I'm getting at. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, Tyler Durden. Hell of a villain. No points to prove. Gets the job done. Stamp it. What's next?
I've never seen
Bro, that's not. So like, blowing up six credit card buildings isn't even fire. Like, this nigga stole half
if of... If I was in credit card
He
debt?
Stole half of the mob's money, then set it on fire. Like, that's not... Like, he beat them right there. Like,
what is the strategic advantage of making more enemies?
You're not making enemies. You're making henchmen, nigga. These niggas have to obey you now. What are you talking about? None of them niggas turned on the Joker. It was all of the... It was every single mob in the city, and them niggas did what? Fell in a line to one nigga. You sound nuts. I was wrong about the boat scene.
Okay.
But you sound nuts comparing a dude that blew up six buildings to somebody who blew up a hospital of people just running evil rampant
Tyler
through
Durden
the city.
Had a fight club in every major city.
So what? Ooh,
niggas. He had his own henchmen.
Ooh, niggas are fighting.
In a nationwide.
Ooh, niggas fight at night.
No, but sometimes...
You know who he'd answer to?
But they the also Joker. Blow stuff up and they cause mass chaos like Joker goons do.
No, you said six buildings. That's not stuff up.
But before that, they also blew up the globe and rolled it down. Remember when the Tyler... So Tyler Durden's friend
no,
gets
I
shot.
Don't.
Remember Tyler Durden's friend gets buried
in
the
garden? Is there a Fight Club 2?
No, there's...
Is there like a Tyler Durden like origin story? Did they make a cartoon about him? Was he like, has it been like 10 years of Tyler Durden? No.
Well, if
like,
you think about it.
The fuck is you talking about? He was one dude in one movie.
Was
so good.
They just get tired of getting treated like shit. That's what, if you look at it, that's what everybody who's.
But he organized that. And then you remember he started making niggas dress in all black, niggas all in his house and shit. And he also had other fight clubs.
Called hazing.
No, he brainwashed niggas, bro.
So did the Joker.
Okay. So you're only telling the ways that they're equal, not ways that Joker is better than.
No, Don, like, I keep telling you, his crimes don't compare to Joker's crimes. One, and controlling
Give Tyler Durden more time. There should be a two, then.
You know why there's not? You know why this has never been ever, like, nobody would ever compare that? Because they're not even comparable. The Joker is fucking him, dog. And I don't even like the Joker origin story movie.
What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Turn the movie off.
Someone out there on the airwaves, finish that sentence for me.
They know the first rule of Fight Club. I know the first rule.
I really do feel like that sentence is such a cultural phenomenon. The rest of the movie didn't even matter. Everyone was just so hung up on that line.
What's the line?
Done.
What's the
Why line? So serious?
What's the line?
Shut up. Like, what are you talking about? Why So Serious is far more widespread than What's the Rules of Fight
That's
Club.
That's debatable.
What's the rules of Fight Club?
What's the rules of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club.
Oh, that's the rules?
No, see, he didn't know that.
That's the line. The line.
But you knew why it's so serious, right?
Yeah.
Boom. Far more widespread. Sorry.
20 years ago, didn't it?
I was wrong about the... It's more widespread, sir. I'm sorry. It's just more widespread. Like, Batman reached more places than Fight Club did. Like, Batman was a movie for kids... All the way on up to adults. Families went to go see it. Fight Club is a guy movie. Like, there's plenty of people that didn't see Fight Club.
Oh, I didn't.
Did you see Fight Club?
No.
So you guys are in for a treat.
All I'm saying is, I was wrong about the boat scene.
Swear to God.
They gaslit me.
That's not gaslighting, Don.
You, me,
I
saying,
was just wrong. Like, that's not gas. Like, gaslighting is telling you that didn't happen. It's telling you something didn't happen. Like, I can't gaslight you if I agree that it happened. I was just wrong about the villain. I was just incorrect. That's not the gaslighting. Gaslighting is making it seem like whatever you're speaking of didn't actually happen, so you don't actually get to have the feelings that you have because what you're talking about didn't take place and it's not as important as what you're saying. The scene was important. I just remembered the wrong villain. That's just being wrong. You sound like a chick when they say gaslighting. Use it correctly.
That's the point, though.
No.
But also...
But use correct language to articulate yourself and don't be like the girls who just want to say, you're gaslighting because they know that's a trigger word. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... Is all I'm saying about it. I was wrong about that. Just be wrong about gaslighting.
I'll accept your apology.
No, own that you were wrong about gaslighting. Like, owned about being wrong.
I'll accept your apology.
See, grow up. That's all I'm saying. I was wrong about the boat, and you were wrong about gaslighting. See, now you're gaslighting.
I know.
So now we admit the fuck that we know we're gaslighting.
Who's the best superhero since we talk about villains?
Spider-Man.
Ant-Man.
Okay, DC and Marvel.
Marvel.
No, I'm saying, give me one in each universe. Spider-Man. You said Spider-Man.
Oh. Spider-Man. Wolverine.
Wolverine for you. So who you did you ever see Wolverine? That fight?
Well, I'm just.
Listen. No, I'm saying like I get what you're saying, Wolverine. So what you say?
Spider-Man.
What you think?
I'm gonna go Black Panther and Batman.
Black Panther. Spider-Man put Black Panther down. What you think?
I don't know which one is DC and I don't know which one is Marvel.
So DC is like Avengers, and I mean Marvel is Avengers. DC is. Batman.
I don't really have a favorite. Well, Batman is probably my favorite.
Thank you. And why is he your favorite?
Who your favorite?
Who your favorite?
Because it's default.
And why is it default?
Because he's the only one that really write cool.
It doesn't have any powers. So Batman. Cool.
Yeah, no, I hate that about him, actually. Really?
But I mean, as far as him being...
Because he's not a superhero.
Right, but what he does...
And I think that he should have been dead a long time ago. Like, niggas would have been shot that nigga...
Well, he's dead now.
Niggas would have been shot that nigga in the chin, like, a long time. You act like nobody would have sprayed Batman in the chin. I don't like that shit. This nigga was... He had fights with fucking Superman, and it was like... It was close... Superman would have lasered this nigga whole face off. It's not no
Superman. But he had kryptonite
gloves. Man, nigga, you know how to...
Man is a ninja.
Nigga, you
Superman
know how
to, is just strong.
Nigga, you know how to fuck far away I can laser your face off from the sky, nigga. That's I don't give a fuck about your little kryptonite gloves.
That's fine.
Bruce would have been dead if I was Superman. They don't write Superman correctly. If they wrote Superman correctly, it would be Superman. Dead. They just write Batman dope as fuck.
Oh, shit.
And so, like, if they wrote Superman dope as fuck, it'd be Superman, because I think his powers are the best out of the DC niggas. Right, but
Superman died, Avengers. Yeah, Superman. But, is Iron Man DC?
No, that's Marvel.
That's Marvel. He's Raw, too.
I ain't gonna fake. So I swear on everything. I used to love Superman when I was growing up.
Me, too.
Superman, everything.
Yeah.
Captain
America.
Yeah, I swear
to God. I'm a Wolverine.
Wolverine was my favorite character.
Flash.
I mean, I like Spider-Man a lot too.
I like Flash too.
Spider-Man is actually considered the strongest Avenger, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Flash.
If I'm not mistaken, Spider-Man's the strongest person in Marvel, even compared to the Hulk. People don't realize how strong he was, even in the Avengers.
Stronger than Thor too.
Because Thor is fucked up in the head, he don't realize he don't need his hammer for his powers. He didn't realize that until he got the axe. But Spider-Man hasn't gotten up with saying one thing, he don't use all his powers, he don't know all his abilities. But people don't realize how strong he was, especially with that Civil War, when Bucky swung on that nigga and he caught his hand and pulled it down. It's like, oh, you got a metal arm, that's cool. And he took and slung his ass off. He's strong as shit. He don't realize how strong he is. Because he's still, at the end of the day, he's still a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
But like Spider-Man, when he's like in his like late 20s, early 30s, that's like one of the strongest.
That's one of the strongest.
He's got
Spider-Man.
So much experience. He's got so much experience strong, and understands strong. His powers and ability and skill set so well. He outclasses a lot of superheroes and villains.
And I didn't even see the one with all of them in it.
Listen, well, I've seen it.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, but listen, bro. I don't care. Like I don't care about none of that shit. All that shit you was talking was real cute. Look, that's all based on the interpretation of who writing these people. Like, and Spider-Man could be he's dope. I don't want to take nothing away from him, but like, just leave my nigga Wolverine out of these rankings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because Wolverine in a class of his own. Spider-Man gonna die.
Yeah, that's, Wolverine was
lost. That's why it's a million.
Wolverine has always been in that past.
That's why it's a million Spider-Man.
I got a comic book when he
It's one Wolverine.
Fell from a helicopter and then hit the Empire State Building and snatched his heart out and he had to climb back up and put that bitch back in his chest.
Mm-hmm.
A comic book, that bitch.
So they say that his bones are slightly irradiated. He was at Nagasaki.
I used to watch cartoon X-Men too.
The 90, yeah. You seen the reboot? The 97 reboot?
You watching that?
I haven't picked back up. I watched the first two episodes. You watching the new one?
Yes.
Y'all did this the last time. Y'all did that. So,
it's that fucking good.
It's good.
Nah, I just haven't seen this yet. I've actually, never mind. I'll take y'all off here. I'm going to stop this here and we'll pick this up. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Give me a break.
Or you can just leave. So I'm not pressed. Whenever you're ready, come get in this bed, baby. You let me know. She said, I missed you so much. I said, you may as well come check on a nigga. said, I woke up at 5 o'clock and worked out and washed dishes. She said, where did you mop at? I said, everywhere but the kitchen. At 5:30 this morning, I mopped the whole spot except the kitchen this morning.
Somebody feel me, thank you. Podcast, just a real conversation for real people, real topics. You already know what it is. It's the boy Jay Oates, aka Captain Odie, aka the leader. It's not even a podcast nonsense, aka number 3 in the city. Chance who? Number 1 in the black space. Look, I got the homie DJ the Chef in this bitch with me.
Yo.
Y'all hungry on these streets and y'all need something to eat. I don't know why you ain't hollered at DJ yet. You know what I'm saying? You got an event. You trying to, you know what I'm saying, throw some shit. You trying to cook for a few people. Holler at DJ, man. I got Miss Gladys, never the saddest to the baddest, no pips. And we in this bitch.
What's up, guys?
I got Ash.
Yeah, I'm here.
She's the princess. It is not her birthday, but you still must treat her as such. Get her some flowers, you know what I'm saying? Just because you love her, you know what I'm saying? If you don't feel that way about her, if you're not really sure, then take your unsure, unstable ass to the side, my nigga. She ain't fucking with you. I got the homie in the building. He doing big boss shit at all times. Listen, honestly, you don't even need to know his name if your energy off, but it's the nigga Rel, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to talk to him, you got to talk to me first. But like I said, man, have your motherfucking, your space right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Shit. What's good with y'all, man?
Shit.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
We here? We ready to pop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for topics?
Ready.
Okay.
Steady Eddie.
All right. Which way? We want to go wild first. We want to talk about current events. You want to go wild?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Let's wake y'all up.
I'm always up for that, for sure.
Okay. All right, sure.
23 and autistic. We'll call him John. My youngest brother is 23 and autistic. We'll call him John, meaning he comprehends everything, but he can't form sentences. 2019, my older brother and his friends ran into some women they knew while they were out with John. John was drawn to one in particular, Cherie. He did something we'd never saw him do before. Walked up to her, looked her in her eyes, kissed her, and said, "Hi, I'm John." We explained his autism to her. She had no problem expressing interest in him also. Turns out she was a stripper and has quote-unquote dated other disabled men. My older brother and I worked out an agreement with her to casually date him, but regularly get tested in case that he expresses any kind of sexual interest. John sees Cherie monthly, and no lie, the stripper said my brother be working her ass. I explained to my mom who she was. She wanted me to end it immediately since he cannot verbally consent. The problem is I'm in too deep. I had Cherie get 2 to 3 other girls to start dating his other special needs friends.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Would you need to put out?
Okay.
The seven deadly sins.
How we feel? Alright, now, hold on. This is a topic on the Horrible Decisions podcast, right? And that was like they wrote in and they was asking their advice. So I'm asking y'all advice on this situation. What do y'all think? Is it wrong? Is it fuck 3 ways from Sunday?
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all feel it? Y'all think mom's right? React. Talk to me.
I think that was...
What up? Speak with you. Say it with your chest now.
Yeah, I had to. Yeah. But no, I don't think that's right there. Like, that's not...
You don't think it's right?
Yeah.
Okay. At S, where you at?
I feel the same. I don't think that's right.
You don't think it's right? DJ?
Yeah.
It's not right? Gladys?
But what part is not right? I'm confused. What part is not right? Because, I mean, obviously, he actually approached a girl. He showed interest. If the sister doesn't feel like he's mature enough to show
the mom.
Huh?
The mom.
Oh, the mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's who you're addressing?
Well, the mom said it's not, he's not, I think they said the mom, right?
Yeah, the mom,
Said shut it down.
She said shut it down, like stop it.
But you don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't know if it's wrong. I would question it. I wouldn't just like shut it down. I would try to understand like what happened, what's going on, because obviously he has autism and she doesn't. But if it's mutual, why not?
And he can't talk, right?
Right.
You say he not verbal.
Well, they said he doesn't. They said he doesn't talk for real.
Right, so.
But he expresses himself.
All right, hold on. We're going to do it. Do you want to play it again?
However he does.
Like, 23 and autistic. We'll call him John. Meaning he comprehends everything, but he can't form sentences. 2019, my older brother.
He can't form sentences. So that doesn't mean he can't talk.
Okay. He can talk. He just can't get like a full sentence. So he's expressing himself in the way he can. I mean, he's.
They didn't say John's age.
Okay, that's
now,
what I wanted to
now that for me like is the biggest thing. If John's over 18 and he's hanging out with his brother, he met a girl, he approached a girl, the girl was receptive to him, understands his situation, I'm kind of in the place where I kind of want to talk about it.
I feel like the sister took that place because
the mom. I felt like it's a brother. Well, I assume it's a brother, and I think
the speaker is the sister. She's no, the one
speaker
that did
the. No, the speaker is a woman reading something that was wrote into them.
Oh.
Like it's like a horrible decisions in the podcast. So they had like somebody. It's like a something.
I thought it was consensual. Like the decision that was made by her and the
dude
and the female
and John and. And the girl, and then whoever the sibling is.
Yeah,
because
it sounds like it was.
You think it's consensual? Why are y'all opposed? Rel and Ash, why are y'all opposed to the situation?
Is it because of the mom?
No, I just feel like.
Because he has special needs, you feel like he's not supposed to have sex.
So I mean,
no. I feel like mom probably don't want him to get taken advantage of either. Like,
did you hear the situation? He didn't sound like he's getting taken advantage of.
I'm not saying he is. Maybe she just wants to make sure he doesn't.
Mom. I'm not really like.
She just has that protection
for me.
She just looks out for him.
Like all right.
A lot more because he is special.
It's a mom. I don't really care what a mom has to say about her kid having sex. A mom is never going to like want her kid to have. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I don't care about her mom, a mom caring about the kid, but it's like when it comes to a kid having sex, and no mom at no point in time, special needs or not, do they want their kid to have sex when the kid is ready to have sex, generally speaking.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not looking at the mom to be the one, because moms are generally more caring.
It is about the age, though, really. It is about the age.
So for me, as long as he's like.
Is he adult? But as
a typical kid, if he's like in high school, I'm kind of okay. As a special needs, I want him to be like 18, 20, 21, 22, 24. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want him to have some age on him because we have some developmental differences. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I would like him to be of a more age. And my only concern in the thing would be, like, the ending of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, they're not necessarily going to have sex just forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that would probably pose an issue for him, that breakup or that split. He might take that a little bit harder. He might have some, like... You know what I'm saying? He gonna have some regulation issues when it comes to like understanding the one, I'm not having sex anymore, and two,
then I don't get to spend time with whoever I feel comfortable enough or I felt that with. Like, so those are my only, like, hesitations and drawbacks. But, like, as long as they of age, like, that's part of the human experience. So, like, I'm not mad at somebody finding love, like, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever circumstance. I'm not mad at it. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm not either, yeah. But considering that I'm not myself, I mean, no, I'm not gonna be ready when my kid is ready. However, is maturity or not, but I only want them to obviously understand what's going on. But at the same time, it's like, who am I to tell them if they're ready or not? I would just question it. I would just question it. I'm the type that I'm gonna approach it with question, like, how did they meet and what's going on with the other person? Like, how do they feel about it? And fully understand, like, do you understand that my son is autistic and extra?
I don't think the mom is supposed to be involved.
He's not able. I disagree.
But is the mom like his son's caregiver?
If that's not his girlfriend.
If he's an adult, I don't think I don't think he's supposed to be having sex as a teen.
But is he speaking for himself though? Because otherwise, I disagree.
You know how people are adults and they're just like have all
his
issues.
His sibling is with him. Brother or sister? His brother or sister is with him.
I mean, I doubt if they're holding the candle.
So, you mean holding the candle?
Being there, like, holding the candle while they fucking type shit. You know what I mean?
That's well,
what I mean.
No, I'm not saying that they would... No.
I'm just saying, like, they're just, like, understanding to, like, how he...
Like, what you're talking about, the conversation between the mom and the person that's... And the woman that's having sex with the sibling that has special needs, that the conversation is taking place with a sibling, just not a parent. And I'm more okay with it taking place with a sibling instead of a parent.
No, I agree absolutely with what I'm saying.
Is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not taking place with nobody. It's that it's taking place with a sibling.
That would be weird if the mom was involved.
I just don't think that mom needs to be involved in their kid's sexual relationship. Like,
we can give advice.
I'm not mad if a mom is aware that their kid is having sex.
Right.
Advice is a good one, too.
Yeah. You can give advice, like, on how to protect yourself.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that mom needs to be the one having the conversation with the girl that he's having sex with.
I'm talking about whoever made that agreement.
That's the sibling.
Well, then that's who I'm approaching. Because they obviously understand it more. I'm going to question that. That's my approach.
Okay.
So he's able to, like, take care of himself on his own. Like,
and that's not really been discussed.
Maybe the mother is...
Mom's opinion to me in this...
I know, I'm just saying maybe that's why she felt like she did that.
Feel like that because she the mom.
I'm her caretaker. Even that, but especially just because he's autistic, like... Because she felt like she has to be there extra more because he's autistic as well.
Because
my mom,
mom
might go, like, so of course, if I'm 23 and I'm not autistic, she's going to care, but she's not going to care and care as much as someone who has an autistic 23-year-old. Like, you know who's going to be more in my life if I'm autistic. My mom's going to be more there
attentive,
for me than someone who isn't
for sure,
autistic.
Yeah. They are. They usually are because they want to understand more about it.
But I feel like if he's capable of taking care of himself fine, then she shouldn't get in it, though. If he's autistic and perfectly taking care of himself,
I mean, maybe so you wouldn't agree to that, but it's realistically, that's how a parent is going to approach it. They're going to feel like...
I'm not discussing how the parent would approach... I know why the mom approaches it, why the mom... It's the mom. That's what I keep saying. Moms approach things a certain way. They're moms. I don't think that necessarily parents are always, like, speaking solely if the kid is an adult. I'm okay with the kid being an adult. Going out with their siblings, brother.
Being an adult.
Like a kid being an adult. Like if you're a parent and you have kids, like they're your kid. Like,
hey,
so.
I'm sorry.
Like at.
I was listening.
She's looking at a minor point of view. You're talking about like.
No, I'm just at an age.
Yeah,
I'm at an age where like I speak about it. Like
yeah,
I speak about people that are over 18. but not necessarily over 30. Sometimes I say kid, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like I'm talking, because I'm speaking as the viewpoint of a parent.
Right.
Speaking about a child and why I'm thinking that, like, me in the parent realm and us as the parents, at a certain point in time, I remember being a kid, and I don't think it's the parent's time to explain always to the kid how to be an adult. I do think that, like, it's slightly different when you have special needs, but when you're an adult, if you have a sibling and somebody that cares for you, I'm not saying just go out and be in the world and do nothing, like, by yourself and do whatever. But I'm saying you, with a loved one, and a loved one, someone that's, then yeah, I'm kind of more okay with that. Like, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're at the point that you're in control and have, like, enough functionality in your facilities to be able to go up and at least quasi-appropriately garner the attention of a typical woman, I think that you're pretty functional in the world. You know what I mean? I think that if you've garnered that the attention, like, everything happens for a reason, for me. And so, like, if somebody is very understanding of your situation and is still willing to deal with it, I'm not saying that this woman is, like, she might have some type of, like, she might have had some experiences or some different experiences, because she said she had messed with disabled men before in her life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's, I'm just not coming from a judgmental place, and I'm coming from a place of, like, that's a human experience. Like, being able to have and share the relation and with somebody and the intimacy mm-hmm. with somebody else, that's a human experience. And regardless of a special need or whatever diagnosis, I'm not mad if somebody is able to garner a human experience if it's facilitated and able to be handled. And it didn't sound like it was very far outside of being handled if we're getting other friends and other women to hang out with the friends. It seems like they set up a situation where people were able to, like, enjoy different parts of life that everybody with special needs is not able to. So, like, for me, it just sounded like that's just part of the human experience. I'm not saying that every single person, but the situation didn't sound bad.
I don't think it's bad. I just think it has to do with concern. That's it.
Yeah.
Considering that he's autistic. That's it.
For me, I am going to switch speeds and switch topics. How many of y'all shop at Target?
Me.
I really don't.
You too.
Target, yeah, I'm a Target guy. DJ, you fuck with Target?
A little bit.
Target is going to start locking up. It's supposed to be their toiletries, the underwear, the socks. They're going to be putting them in, like, the lock cases and shit.
Oh, God, like Walmart. What the fuck?
That's yeah.
so annoying. That's so fucking annoying. It's so annoying.
What people have been stealing.
I get it. And I understand that's the reason why, but it's so fucking annoying. It's annoying. So many times have I gone to...
Like, what if you want to steal some socks out of Target now?
I'm trying to fucking steal them. Those who are, I get it. Because obviously that there's no profit in that. Huh?
It's expensive in Target.
They are.
Y'all want to go on, like, a last, like, minute Target stealing spree?
Can I do it?
Yeah, let's go. Y'all want to go? Like, we need a pod night out. Let's go, like, steal some shit from Target. Right?
No, be careful, because I used to be a 5-figure discount.
No, I feel like we should go to the Steel Yard. They don't know nothing.
I was really good at it.
Steel Yard, you can clear Walmart out on their face.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go to the Steel Yard and just clear out Target before they bring the cases.
The niggas don't give a fuck about that shit.
No? Y'all know what? All right, fine.
No, I'm not doing it, though.
I thought we was going to have a pod night out.
I mean, I definitely haven't done that in a minute, but I'm just saying, I get why.
We're not going to have a pod night out. Yeah, like we all go out, meet up at Target and go steal some shit. And then go get some drinks. No.
Like,
y'all not doing it?
If you're going to steal from the store, we got to get like, Walmart.
We should all put on red shirts, act like we
work. Oh, yeah.
Let's be mean as fuck to the customers. Like, no, bitch, I'm not helping you look for shit. I'm like, oh, where your manager? And then just leave. Like, oh, I'm right here for real.
Yeah. No, I thought we was gonna steal shit, like go in the back and steal shit, like big boxes.
That's where all the employees at. That's why they're not on the fucking floor.
No, we just new employees. If it's a bunch of us, they won't think we all fake.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. I ain't
fake though.
We so was in orientation funny. Together.
Man, if that was
you, just gonna act like we don't know each other, like Ocean's 11.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Let me mean, it'd be rude.
Yeah. Let's do
it.
That
would be so fun because then you could.
Come on, y'all not with me. Come
on. I would have been with you if we would have said this off the air.
But I won't even air this one. I won't even do it. We don't even gotta air it.
I'll do it. That shit's fun.
Yeah, we don't gotta air it. Let's do it. If I don't air it, who's we gonna do it?
Can we record it?
Let's go.
It's so fun.
Come on. Let's rob Target. Y'all don't, all right.
We playing Target.
Whatever.
I love Target.
I love Target too.
I can't rob them. We can stick Walmart over there.
You need to buy some Walmart
vests.
Act like you working at
Walmart. No, y'all ain't down. Y'all not down, man. Y'all not.
That might be easy to steal from, though.
It is. I'm sure it is. I don't know. I'm not necessarily really trying to do all that. I was fucking with y'all.
I am.
Did anybody hear the Drake diss? Like, did Drake diss Kendrick?
Yes.
With the Tupac and Snoop Dogg?
AI.
You didn't hear that shit?
Yeah, that was AI, Tupac.
And Snoop. Wait, you didn't hear that shit? Well, I saved it. Wait, you don't like it?
I didn't like how he used AI to diss Kendrick. Like,
it was him rapping.
I know, but why did you have to use their voices?
It was just creative.
No.
You didn't like it?
No, I think it was kind of weird.
You didn't hear it?
They're from the West Coast, so you trying to send shots.
Ooh, DJ, okay, wait a second. All right, hold on.
Like, maybe he used is Tupac on the West Coast?
Yeah.
So that's why he probably used it.
Like, yeah, it's because those are like...
You from the West Coast, your own niggas to dish you. But Snoop Dogg's still alive, so he probably like, what the fuck? When did I do this?
It's not that it was actually Snoop Dogg.
I know it wasn't actually Snoop Dogg.
So Snoop doesn't think it's actually, it was Drake rapping. It wasn't even Snoop Dogg cadence. It was Drake's cadence and everything.
It just sounded like Snoop Dogg, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I know Snoop Dogg probably heard himself at first. I was like, what the hell is this? But it was like, oh, okay. I'm just saying. Like, the AI sounded good. It sounded just like him.
Oh, man. Y'all didn't like that shit.
I just thought it was weird, especially for Tupac. Like,
that shit crazy. I fucked with that shit. All right, I'm looking it up. Y'all gotta talk. Y'all gotta keep talking. Somebody else gotta say something.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, the only thing I see it as, it's just different. So it's like, okay, I see it. And honestly, the lyrics was... I go with the lyrics. I like the lyrics.
All right, Rel, like,
he
listen.
Did it, bitch. I just thought using the voices was weird. Like, the verses were good.
Is you ready, Rel?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to the verses, yeah. When it comes to the lyrics, I'm hip to it.
All
right. Illuminati. Dust rise again. You can see it in my eyes again.
It's because of Drake.
You can tell Drake too, by the way he rapped it, the flow of it. It sounds like
too long. It's, y'all know.
We need ya, the West Coast City. They raise your name, it's some hip hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity. Fuck this Canadian light skin dot. We need to know the baby West Coast victory, man. Call him a bitch for me. Talk about him like a young girl, that's a gift for me. Heard it on the budding podcast, it's gotta be true. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive. And the nigga under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. I would beat the whole fuck.
All right, wait a minute. That shit was funny. They said the spirit of the West Coast is alive, and he's under 5'5", so it's gotta be you. This nigga Drake wasn't playing. Them is Drake. That's Drake cadence. That's just Drake rapping.
But it's Tupac's voice.
Yeah. Yeah, but it, but it's funny.
It
sounds
like Drake flow. It's just weird. It's just weird. Though. I hear it coming from Tupac. Like, you know. It's nothing raw. I think it's raw. But it's
okay, we're in 2024. The ability to use people's voices is here.
We know that. It's just weird now. It's weird. It could have been like, it could have came.
Yes, it's different.
Like, what if somebody found that's disrespectful? Like, using my.
His brother did.
He found it disrespectful?
Yeah.
I can definitely see why.
Yeah, fuck that nigga. I don't care.
But that's his blood brother, though. Like,
so what?
At the end of the day, this is an idol to y'all. This is my brother to me.
So what?
He's looking at it. So what? That's his blood brother. If you.
So what?
Brother, if it was your brother.
No, alright, so listen, this is the thing.
This is the thing.
Like, in the world, like, alright, so boom. So my brother was a famous person that everybody knew his likeness, they knew his voice, they loved him, like, he meant the world to a lot of people. When people use his likeness or, like, want to do a movie about what they feel like is his story but don't make it his story, or they want to, like paint a picture of him, or they want to do a song like him, or they want to redo his songs, or they do whatever he did, they want to do a fake, like, computer audio visual, like,
and his ways to do it, just be respectful about it. Don't put him in no diss.
This the thing. This the thing. The in be respectful about it. However, somebody deems to feel to use the likeness because that person like meant something to them. It's not necessarily on the family, I think, to be able to decide what that is. I do think that the family gets to feel away. And I'm not saying that their feelings don't matter. But I'm saying that, like, I do 100% understand that, like, when your brother, like, put himself to the world and gave himself to the world, he became more than your brother. So, like, all that shit is over for me. Like, if my brother, like, felt the kind of way about somebody that's ever, like, encountered me across life, like, type shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how they represent me, like, and shit, like, that should be different. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that'd just be how he felt. But I would probably have to tell him, hey, man, this is how they feel about me. Like, and it's not on you to police how people feel about me and what it's they not, do like, with me.
It's not.
Like, because my mom taught me something. My mom taught me something when I was in elementary school. I was about to get into a fight, and I got in trouble because I was trying to fight in elementary school because somebody was talking about my mom, and I ain't had no jokes. And my mom got mad at me because she was like, well, I was like, but mom, they said this and that and the third about you. But she was like, but they didn't make it true? Did that make that true about me? So why in the fuck is you about to put yourself in a position that you fucking up you yourself and you getting in trouble and you doing all of this over some shit that's not even true about me? That shit ain't even gonna change my day. I don't, you know what I mean? That's stupid. To be mad at how somebody used Tupac voice when Tupac voice is out here for the world. People sample his voice all the time. Then nobody jump out and be like, I don't like how you sampled it.
People sample
his voice. He was saying that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like...
That's why it's just a really good shit. That's all. Just be respectful.
You can sample his voice on a song and don't like the song. Yeah. I don't care what people feel. Like, honestly, he put himself out there. He gave himself to the world. And that's not for you to say.
He did put himself out there.
If his brother's upset...
He dropped gems on us, so we should respect that.
If his brother's upset, his brother's upset.
I mean, I could see why his brother would be upset.
This don't take him down nowhere.
I mean, this generation has been advanced, so...
What does that do negatively to Tupac?
It doesn't do anything to him.
All right, then take your ass somewhere and sit down.
Exactly, because he obviously doesn't live, but...
He's not in anything.
Like, let him rest peacefully, like...
He's not in anything. Tupac's not in anything.
Why even use his voice then if he's not in...
Because it's funny. And it works.
I mean, it's gonna make money because it's music and people are gonna listen. And with new technology, considering AI,
this is a good diss.
AI is like a big thing right now. The only thing is, like, it can be interpreted the wrong way because, like, in real life,
it can be interpreted in a negative way.
It's no, it can be interpreted negatively and positively because people are like, okay, like if he was living, they're always gonna question, like, if he was living, would he? You know, would he be dissing like that? Or would he be, you know, friendly with this person? It's not, because, like, obviously that's AI and that's his voice, but would he actually say that in person?
No.
Probably not. And so people are going to take it offensively, like, nah, that's
no one saying that Pac would say that.
But that's the reason why it can take it offensive.
That's the point. That's my whole point. Snoop is alive and he used Snoop's voice too.
Yeah.
The thing is, using somebody's voice doesn't matter. No one cares. Like, Snoop Dogg has a million fake AI songs out there. So does Tupac. Nobody say his brother didn't come out and be like, I don't want y'all to use his fake voice. There's a million fake Tupac songs out there.
Snoop Dogg's still here to speak for himself.
Snoop Dogg has a million fake songs out there too, because people use the AI capability to use somebody's voice is out there. It's fake Drake songs.
But if he wanted to speak on it, he probably
would.
He probably just don't
give a fuck. Right.
So, but we don't know if Tupac would have gave a fuck or not. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. He's not going to speak on it.
My point is, whether he gave a fuck or not, his voice is out there because he put his voice out there. That's a consequence of being in the public eye. The same way that Kendrick Lamar did a video and he put Tupac's face on him, and he put Kobe's face on him, and he put Nipsey face on.
Respectfully.
It's. If you say so.
I mean, generally, people are going
to. Drake did not pay homage to Tupac.
I mean,
Drake dissed Kendrick. And to say that he did. It's not that he didn't pay homage to Tupac. It's people deciding for Tupac. Or saying, like, whatever, feeling however they feel about Drake and just deciding that that nigga can't use AI. Tupac has been used on AI. Kendrick even did it. But y'all just are deciding and playing God where it's like, ooh, I think that's okay, but it's not okay when Drake does it. He didn't disrespect Tupac. He didn't say nothing negative about his likeness. He didn't say nothing negative about his family. None about his discography. He just used the voice. Same with Snoop.
I think it would have been worse with anybody, period.
And the reason that Snoop probably didn't come out and say nothing is because he understands. Right. And maybe Pac would have felt the same way because he didn't say nothing negative about him. And that's my whole point. Niggas being mad and trying to tell Drake what he can't do when other niggas doing similar shit.
I just say he can't do anything. I just don't.
It's like, I'm not saying you, but I'm just, it's like, it's backlash out there in the world. That's,
for sure is.
Like, I've been having a conversation. It's backlash out there in the world.
Like, I thought it would have been wrong for you to use his, he would use his own voice, like.
He did.
AI, like Kendrick's voice, and rapped on his own shit.
Why would he use Kendrick's
voice? That's just wrong. Like, this is yourself.
This
is
yourself.
That's
dumb as fuck.
Like, that'd have been hard.
Why?
Never
mind. I'm asking you why that's hard.
I just feel like that would have been hard. Like, this song to yourself, but I'm writing it for it. Like, you feel me? Like, he just did that, but to put Tupac over it type shit. What if that would have been raw if he did Kendrick shit? Like, that. I feel like that's a nah.
That's a real diss.
I feel like that would have been wrong.
That would have been wrong.
And Gladys, that would have been wrong to you? If you had to use Kendrick's voice to diss Kendrick. I'm just asking why that's.
I don't know if it'd be wrong. I think it'll be funny to use his words against him with his own voice. Yeah, I would see where it comes from, honestly, because that would be a good one for him to actually use his own voice against him. It's like, okay, I'm belittling.
Okay, can I tell you as like
people can gravitate to that? So
can I tell you as a nigga? Can I tell you as a nigga to rap?
Why? It'll be some funny shit. Honestly.
Can I tell you as a nigga?
It would be some funny shit.
Yeah. Right. Can I tell you as a nigga to rap? Why, like, just this question. Like, okay, so, like, in a battle, it's like, so, when you do all of that, like, the obvious Kendrick response is, oh, that's cute, you want to be me.
Maybe.
Somebody say, oh, that's cute, you
want to
be Tupac.
Yeah, that's
maybe so. Thing.
No, it's not.
Maybe it so, but then that would be a comeback. That would be a comeback. Maybe so, but that could be
listen
a comeback.
To what,
too.
Okay, so listen to what I'm saying. Just as a nigga that writes, if I'm dissing somebody, I don't want to use their voice because I don't think their voice is strong. I think my voice is stronger than their voice. I want to use other voices that I consider to be strong and
historic. My voice as in like.
Tupac,
the voice.
Like voice as in like lyrics.
No, not.
Oh, he's talking about
the
icons.
Voice. I
like
said
icons.
Voice. The voice. Mm. I want to use the voice of iconic niggas that are your OGs and that will be over you to speak to you. And because I think that's funny. Using your voice means that I think that your voice is iconic enough to speak on. And it's not. I'm never going to give you the, like, the.
Or it could be like a reality check, like, look at yourself, like, this is how you look at yourself, this is how you really live, like, look at yourself in the mirror type shit, like, you know what I'm saying? He's out.
No, like, I, as a, like, I'm telling you, as somebody is rapping, if I'm using your... No, I'm never using somebody's voice that I'm rapping against.
I mean, you perceive it differently. That's the reason why. Because you see it as like as an artist, I'm going to use a powerful icon to actually...
Yeah. I'm not the only one that don't like J. Cole.
In the room.
No, I like...
I'm the only one that raps for real in the room.
You know who?
That raps for real in the room. Like, that writes raps, that has multiple raps, that records himself often, like... Mm-hmm. That has projects like in the past that's still in the middle of doing shit. That's wrote shit for other people, written shit for other people. Like I rap, like, you know what I'm saying. So like when it comes to rap, like that's written shit about niggas, like, you know what I'm saying. Like I'm the only nigga in the room that's done that shit. So when it comes to lyrically waging warfare or attacking a nigga and the thought process of what it might take. Like, what you think about when you writing to a nigga or about a nigga, I might be the only person in the room that has any personal experience with that. So, like, it's certain things that I speak on especially heavily because I know first person extensively many of the different regions and the reasons why, psychologically, why you would make a decision. Like, I try to relate it to people with different things, like, so I could try to, because I know it's different reasons and different things that it relates to and people can understand. But when it comes to that, like, to that, like, I just think that there is, like, a difference between how, like, niggas just listen to music and think about what music sounds like and what's cool. And what resonates with them and what the writer of music is thinking when they're doing it and what the intention is. I just think there's a slight difference.
There is a difference, but I would see it as a meta opinion because I feel like AI is going to advance and it's going to make a difference eventually, whether we like it or not, but
it's making a difference right now.
That's what I'm saying right now, and it's pretty fucking fresh. But in the future, eventually, people are gonna use the artist's own voice to make their own diss, to belittle them in a way. It's a sense of humor.
That's my point.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not that it's just crazy. Be a sense of humor. It's just something that's being done.
You would and yes, somebody with somebody that's so iconic and be like, nigga, what? Because
I
like, this voice is bigger.
I don't. I can. I just understand. I understand why you wouldn't ever use the voice of your opponent to try to diss your opponent.
It would be a joke. It would. It would. It'd be a sense of humor. Like, ha, you. It's almost belittling themselves. It'll be a sense of humor. It's a matter of sense of humor. You're gonna lose.
It's three judges on the panel. You gonna judge him, Ellen. The other two might like that.
I'm not asking niggas that don't. The fan base would be different. I'm not asking. I hear what y'all are saying, and I understand what y'all are saying, but I would literally only listen to rappers' opinion on this because I don't
So why are we talking about this then? I'm not a rapper, and you the only rapper here.
100%. So from that perspective, no. I'm not necessarily... y'all speaking to people. I'm not speaking to y'all. I'm speaking to people. Y'all keep arguing with me and my point. I just keep telling y'all that, I think that, it's something different. And y'all telling me why. And then I asked y'all what the reason was, and y'all didn't want to articulate a reason, but then I kept articulating the reason why I think... My point.
I mean, everybody why does have their reason. She thinks it's, it's a matter of, respect.
I'm asking what is being disrespected.
I was just saying what could be taken as disrespect.
No, I'm asking you what is disrespect? Why is that disrespectful? What is disrespectful in that?
Why not use it in a positive
light? What is disrespectful in that?
Why not use it in a positive light? Why use his voice for a diss song? Why not use it for an uplifting song or something like that? It could be taken disrespectful.
The answer is because I'm dissing a nigga from the West Coast and it's weightful to use.
I get you're dissing a nigga, but you didn't have. That's like I said, you didn't have to use.
So the answer to the question that you asked is because it's weightful to use the voice, and then to further the conversation, you would have to have an answer to it's still disrespectful because you're. What is the disrespect?
I just said it could be taken as disrespect.
Something could be done differently all the time, but that doesn't mean it's disrespectful.
Just because I take disrespect, you don't take a disrespect, obviously. But I'm saying it could be taken as disrespect. That's all I'm saying. It might not be taken as disrespect to everybody, but it could be taken as disrespect. It was disrespectful.
This is my thing. Tupac family. Tupac not here.
His brother obviously gets disrespect.
I don't care. Listen to my point though. What I'm trying to say. Tupac family to me and what they saying don't matter because that's just all speculation. If Snoop Dogg, the living entity whose voice was used, doesn't come out and say, "Hey, I feel disrespected," then I don't care with somebody that's related to Snoop that I've never heard
Tupac can't come out and say nothing. He's dead.
So listen to what I'm saying. So if the person that's living whose voice got used doesn't say anything, I 100% don't care about the sibling of the person that's passed away that I've never heard of before in my life. Because I've never heard.
Let me finish.
But I've never heard of Tupac's siblings before in my life. So when Tupac's siblings decide to speak out, I understand that there's people wanting to be in a public forum and they've now found a way to say something to get them there. That's it. Nothing that you're saying for your someone that's passed away, I'm not looking at you to represent them. Especially if you've never been in representation of them ever. We've never heard of Tupac siblings. How many siblings does Tupac have?
I think three.
Even I don't even fucking know that, but I'm sure there's plenty three. Of fans, so to speak.
I'm not saying that he didn't have none. I'm not saying that he didn't have three. I'm just saying I had never heard about that before.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that do know.
I had never heard about Tupac siblings a day in my life before.
I ain't heard about a lot of niggas
sitting there. And that's all I'm saying. So I don't care when they have things to say.
I'm not saying for the care. I'm just saying he might take it disrespectfully.
You're irrelevant, though.
I'm just saying he might take it like that.
Take it disrespectfully. You're irrelevant, though.
I'm just saying.
That's irrelevant to me.
So the relevance doesn't matter. I'm just saying he might take it disrespectfully.
Well, it does matter because they don't make.
I'm just saying that feeling of disrespect might be there, whether it's relevant to you or not.
No, he got six.
See?
Damn.
He got
All I'm saying is we didn't know about Tupac's siblings before.
We didn't. But like I said, there's more. I'm sure there's people, fans, that are well aware of his fan base.
And like, of course, people have something to say. Like you said, it's Drake. He has a big following. Anything he does is going to get attention. So, of course, niggas are going to say something. If I was to do it, wouldn't nobody give a fuck if I did it?
I mean, they can object to it. Or they can gravitate to it. They can be like, okay, yeah. I'm that's a fan base.
Listen, I'm just saying, I don't think Drake should get in trouble for it. But I want to know, what's the worst thing that y'all got in trouble for as a kid, or that y'all did and didn't get in trouble for as a kid? What's the
worst thing? Sneaking out.
As a kid?
I thought every kid.
I was 17. Out. I consider myself a kid, yeah.
I thought every kid was sneaking out.
That's the worst thing you did ever?
Yeah. Promise, yeah. I skipped school, but nobody ever found out. And I only did it one time, so it was a good bad. Bad. But I literally...
What's the worst?
I snuck out. What's
the worst thing you ever did?
And it was not one time. It was several times.
Ashley, what's the worst thing you ever did?
I was tardy for a class.
That's the worst thing you did?
Shit. Like, I don't. Yeah, I do not for real, though.
I feel like the worst thing I did, like, the worst... Whooping out. Oh. I wrote on the wall a green marker, and I wrote Martin Luther King name on the wall. And when my mom asked me who did it, I lied and said, I don't know.
You was a civil rights activist?
I'm the only child in the house talking about.
You was a civil rights graffiti activist? And you was a civil rights graffiti activist, nigga?
On the wall like 10 times.
Hold on. No, hold on. Hey. I said no. Nigga, MLK, nigga. Oh no, that's the episode. That might be this episode title name. MLK, nigga, like something like. You wrote MLK 10 times on the wall?
So you put MLK on Martin Luther King.
And Martin Luther King in full. No, y'all gonna get these letters, nigga. Martin, nigga.
In the Sharpie.
That was in the website.
No, you can't take it down on me forever.
What's your name? That brick white wall. That was
in the school?
No, it's a house.
In the house?
Yeah.
And I lied about it. That's why I got trouble, because I was the only one at home. Yeah. So who the fuck else did it? Who the fuck else, like,
I bet that was no, who the I fuck bet there was no it? Magic eraser then.
As I'm like, say,
I don't know. So you don't know. No, I don't know who did it. I'm the only one at home.
Silver Sharpies on the wall in the laundry room in the basement when I was a kid. That's not the worst thing I did. But I did that as a kid too. Rel, what's the worst thing you did as a kid?
I'm trying to think for real.
You ain't gonna
lie. There has to be something that you did.
The worst thing? Yeah, we did a lot, but worst?
Come on, you snuck something.
That you got caught for? What's the worst thing you got caught for?
Did you call the cops and got in trouble? Like,
I did that. I called 911.
Oh, so did I. Plenty.
The worst thing I got caught for?
Got caught. Ooh,
I got caught red-handed. Acting the ass in class.
Oh, you was being a clown.
My mom and dad, it was a... but listen, they came to get me. It was coming to get me. But I wasn't moving fast enough. I didn't hear it on the PA. So they came down to the classroom. But while it was coming down there, my back is faced up. So I don't see nothing they doing. I mean, I don't see them staring at me.
Oh, God.
I mean, that bitch acting fool. And then when I turn around, like, I'm in that bitch just... I'm turnt.
You got a whooping.
Turnt. Not in the classroom, though, no.
Yeah, but at home, though, you got a whooping.
Listen.
Yeah,
When I turned around, I seen that face, I instantly sat down and was just like
all right. Trouble?
You ate.
Shit.
That like, ass like, is grass.
You know how you can
ate this shit?
Like you, man.
And that little quiet shit lets you know. Shit.
Yeah, I got suspended for some dumb shit. I got suspended for walking off campus and going to McDonald's. I was in like 7th grade, yeah. And I left campus this is off the school property and went and got me girls and like hashed
my house. I got suspended so many times. I never got in trouble.
7 days, bro.
I didn't even do shit. I was hungry. McDonald's across the street.
Look how little she is talking about.
And they was like, they was on the camera like, you can't do that. Like,
So you skipping? 7 days.
I came right back. I could have went home.
7 days.
I came right back to school.
Leaving school and getting 7 days off is nuts.
And what came back to the school?
I was genuinely hungry. I didn't want to skip or anything. I went and got McDonald's.
No, we used to leave Heights and go to Wendy's. I don't even know the worst thing I ever did. I did some dumb shit. I got in trouble like one time a year. It seemed like every year. Real good for something every year. I don't remember them all. I told Marcus Mason he ain't had no penis. I know.
What
I
the
got,
fuck is that?
He was a kid in school. We was in a back and forth in a joke battle, but he was like, I don't know if he was gay, but he was kind of sweet. In fifth grade. And I definitely told him he had no penis. I definitely had to sit in the principal's office for some hours behind that.
I mean, when it comes to school, I don't know. I've got detention. I got suspension. Never got in trouble.
I've never got in trouble.
And it's always been.
I'm talking about when I used to live in New Jersey.
You stayed in New Jersey?
Yeah, when I lived in South Forest, New Jersey.
Go back.
I lived in this apartment building.
How old was you? That's all time.
13. Eighth grade. And when I lived
when did
in
you
this.
Come back?
When I lived in. Ninth grade. When I lived in New Jersey, eighth grade, there was on the roof of the apartment building, the super, I guess, used to keep like a case of a Coors. He had always put Coors up there.
Like as in beer?
Yeah, like a big, like a 24-pack.
Oh, goodness.
And we went up there a couple of times, and we found the Coors, and we would chuck them. It was like a...
Teens.
It was like maybe a 9, 10, 13-floor apartment building. It wasn't like a 4-floor. It was... Like, we lived on, like, the... 8th or something. It was a taller apartment building. But we would be on the top of that bitch and we would be chucking the full beer cans at cars.
Oh, like,
my God. Yeah.
We used to throw rocks at cars.
Yeah, but them bitches would explode. They'd bust windows. We was, they was kind
of... Hey, dog.
You sound like a big kid.
Bro, Ashley did
right
some
now,
raw shit.
Right
though.
Now, you sound like big.
You remember when you threw that rock across the street and that car came, but it went through his window?
Yes.
Straight to me. Man, Ashley Ross, fuck. Y'all ain't out.
Y'all ain't know.
We across the street from each other, but it's picking up rocks. And then we just, when cars come, our goal was to throw it over the car. But she threw it through their window.
And bust their window?
No, it came.
The
way like,
their window was down. It was summertime
it came
already.
Through, and it came to me, though.
Like through the other side.
It was,
what
the
fuck? It was like a one-time, like, once-a-lifetime type shit. Like, the car was literally right.
Oh, that's the worst thing you ever did, nigga. Like,
that's
supposed to be your answer. No, it's a one.
Like, nobody got hit. Like, nothing like that.
Nobody,
like,
that bitch is
what. Oh, no, that's raw.
Like, and just, I was like, oh, hell. Like,
that's a major superpower type thing.
That's the accuracy was so crazy. I just like, the worst.
I know, that's kind of fire. That's
actually,
that
was literally one time. Yeah, I couldn't do it no more.
Yeah,
I
used to
do that.
Fuck around, kill
somebody,
try to
do that shit again.
No, don't do that. I ain't never gonna throw no beers off the top of a building again. When I was 13 in New Jersey, it was wild. I wasn't bad.
I'm just saying you sound like a baby kid, but
okay. I was at church.
Yeah.
And I went, like, I was
Granny Church or the new
We thing? Definitely played strip spin the bottle in church.
So did I!
We were in the basement.
Strip spin the bottle.
Well, I was. What the fuck?
Like, you gotta take it
to church?
Yeah.
That's wild. Y'all can wait till y'all got home.
It was a lock-in.
Oh.
He was there overnight.
No, I wouldn't. I would have respected.
I was at church and I was on the balcony. I had this blow pop in my hand and it fell out and it hit this old lady right below me in the head. And she fell out. I'm dead ass. Like, the blow pop, you know, blow pops be hard as fuck. That shit cracked on your head.
And she fell.
And I just stood like, oh my God. I walked past like, I'm sorry. But she didn't even know I did it though. Because she didn't see me. But I walked past and just said, sorry. I just kept walking. But they ain't know what I was like. They ain't know.
No, that's funny as fuck.
I remember that. I felt so bad.
No, I did.
But I was naughty in church too. Because I was young. No, and it was just me. Naughty. And my siblings.
Naughty, and we were me and my nigga like, little did. Yeah, no, I wasn't naughty. I did some mischievous. I was mischievous.
I was not.
Me and Jacob, we like, Jacob was my little homie, like, when I was in elementary school. Like, his parents was about to... You remember the cube windows on the basements? The cube windows in the basement.
Yeah.
You remember when that shit was a wave? Like, when you remember when it was a wave. When everybody had just the regular windows in the basement, they was putting the cube ones in there. It was a thing. And Jacob's parents was about to get the cube windows. So he told us it was me and Jacob. He told me that his parents said that we could bust out the windows. Because they was about to get new ones. As a kid, it just made sense. Oh, well, hell yeah, they about to get new windows. Fuck it.
Anyway.
Why wouldn't they let us do this?
Right, that was
man, we busted all these windows out of rock. Niggas having fun. We cocking them bitches back. His brother came out there, not fast, but like he came out there, like, you know what I'm saying?
How many windows y'all broke before they noticed?
All of them.
I don't even fucking know.
All of the last, we on the last one when his brother came in. His brother was like a nerd. He wore glasses and shit. He was nerdy as fuck. He was like, he wasn't, fuck that nigga. No, fuck him for this. Because Jacob said we could do it. And we told him that. This nigga gonna walk me home, because he was in high school and we was in elementary. He gonna walk me home by my shirt type shit and tell my parents. I got a whooping too. That's the worst time I got in trouble almost. It's like, bitch ass nigga, Jacob said we can do this shit. I don't deserve no whooping, nigga. I knew not to bust out windows. Jacob said it was cool though. So
hey, that's how niggas get in trouble.
So it was cool.
That was our
trouble. Nigga, we don't even live on this block, nigga.
You saying if Jacob jump off a cliff, you gonna jump too? Yeah. That's exactly why.
No,
parents say shit like that.
No, I'm not gonna jump over a cliff. But if Jacob say we can bust some windows in, his mama out. Now, if Jacob say we can bust our windows out, mama, I'm not busting them out. Yeah. No, Jacob.
He said it made sense. That's why.
I got to talk to my mom. Nigga, you got to live here, nigga. I don't know what your parents be on.
Because if he said bust out your own windows, that don't make no sense. That'll make
because Jacob's parents always have snacks and all sorts of shit. We could come in every time. You don't ever... My mama, it was special times you could come in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jacob could come over sometimes when we got snacks. When we didn't have snacks, he couldn't come in. Like, you know what I'm saying? But they always had snacks. It was just like, well, they gonna cut the heat on or something. I wasn't thinking like that. I'm a kid, nigga. Jacob said we could break some glass. You remember what glass sounded like breaking as a kid?
It does sound like glass.
Heaven, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, that's all you wanted to do as a kid, break some glass. Like
break glass and set shit on fire.
Man, talk to these people. Tell them something before you get up out of here. Y'all know the mic right now. All right, don't know anybody talking once now.
It's your girl, Gladys.
Thank you, Gladys.
And stay safe out there and just go with the flow like I do.
That's a fact.
Say your prayers. Eat good. Love God.
Ooh, that's a fact.
So, Heartbreaker Clothing is about to drop some summer shit.
So I know, fuck with Heartbreaker. I fuck with the Heartbreaker shit. That shit kind of hard. I kind of need a tea. But whatever, I'm going to talk to Rail about it. Anyway, talk to your loved ones. Let them know you love them. Don't listen to your friend ever if he say that y'all can break the windows out of his parents' house. He lying. Also,
or kids, if you're listening, don't act a fool in class because your parents might be at that
moment. Yeah, also, DJ Sleeping, I want to talk about it. And always keep it positive. But if the motherfuckers force you to go bad,
they did.
First off, bust the windows out their mama house, and then
you know what I'm saying, fuck some shit up. That's fucking shit up. I fucked it up.
Peace out.
I fucked that up, y'all. I appreciate y'all for listening.